Stand by for Activate Live. We're getting all of our streams going and notifying our viewers that our show will begin in a few minutes. Coming up today, we'll talk about the fight to keep manufacturing jobs in Chula Vista, California. We'll find out how veterans are doing as we get closer to Veterans Day. And that's coming up next week. And we'll introduce you to one of this year's Gift of Sight Award winners, honored by Guide Dogs of America. I'm sitting here with Communications Representative Delaine Adams, who usually joins us during this pre-show, the show before the show. So, Delaine, as I get my streams all up on my computer, tell us how you're doing. You had a busy morning.
Yeah, doing great. You know, we'll talk about it, but it was a great event today at the government printing office where a lot of IAM members are, and celebrated veterans, honored the legacy of veterans, especially our IAM members there. So it was a great event. So
and you voted
about that? Yes, definitely voted.
Thank you for your votes.
Yeah, definitely have to vote. So I'm glad that people participate in the process. Yeah, no matter how
good citizenship.
It's a process. So I'm glad people participate in the process. So
I talked to my nieces right before my sister went to vote, and they were all excited. They're like, "Mommy's taking us to vote."
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see, especially union members. Union members always participate in this process at a high rate. So it's always good to see that people participating, and especially IAM members. So
yes, we're very active.
Very active.
Making our voices heard.
Yes.
That's why we named this show Activate Live, because we're activating our voices.
Yes.
Getting the word out there.
In the community.
All right, it's 3 o'clock, so Activate Live starts now.
Activate your voice.
Fight for your rights. Speak up. Speak out.
We're union and we're proud.
Go Union.
Live from Maryland, this is Activate Live.
Welcome to Activate Live. I'm Tanya Hutchins, coming to you live from the Robert J. Kolaski Studio in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. It's the day after Election Day. I hope all of you voted to activate your voices. I did in Washington, D.C., thanks to early voting. We'd like to thank all of the union members out there who helped with labor-to-labor education as part of Labor 2018. So thank you for your hard work. These midterm elections saw many women winning seats in Congress, along with a lot of historical firsts, like the first Native American women elected to Congress, the first Muslim congresswoman. One of them is also the first Palestinian-American elected to Congress. And we have the first lesbian mom in Congress and the first openly gay man elected to a state's governor. So the list goes on, but one thing is certain. The demographics of Congress are finally changing to better reflect the demographics of the United States. And that is a good thing, because as union members, we know how important it is to have representation. Well, Communications Representative Delaine Adams voted, and he joins us now with what's going on with our union and labor this week.
Yeah, this week, especially today, we started off with a great event down at the government printing office downtown in Washington, D.C., where we honored IAM members who are veterans at the office. And it was a great event by the office, and they do it every year. And we were honored to be a part of that. And you see IAM members there from Local 1235 there with retired Sergeant Major Kenneth Preston. So he was the guest speaker, and you see they're laying the wreath. And the theme this year was honoring 100 years from World War I. It's just a beautiful, that's called the Veterans Landing. That's what you're seeing pictures of. And they made a sign saying we support our troops. And we also celebrated with cake. Happy birthday to the Marines.
That's right, Saturday.
Yes. So we celebrated with cake. And it's great. I mean, just the things that come out of the printing office. I mean, so many brochures, booklets. Our members do just a great job, and they're very active, and it was good to catch up with them today at this great event.
I hope they give tours down there, because I'd love to go down and see.
Oh, you should.
So I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, some of the stuff that's printed out and that comes out of that office is just awesome. So
great. Good to see.
Yeah. And, you know, end on this note, the process, you talked about it earlier. Voting matters in our state, local, national elections. So no matter who you supported, You know, this was a situation where people participated in the process, and we were glad that our members did. And so one of the biggest things that came out of this election, 737 union members were elected last night. And that's a quick statement from President Martinez, just a snippet, that the American people have chosen action over distraction. And that's so important because we're at a place right now where I think people on both sides, they want things to get done, but they want to get done in a civil manner. And hopefully we're on that path. So again, that's what that statement by President Martinez, that's what we're leading to, and hopefully our members will lead the way in this conversation. We've been having a lot of conversations about how to lead this country forward, and along with President Martinez, our executive council, a lot of our members at all the state councils, along with our legislative team and political team, making sure that we carry the baton and making sure that we're putting the process first and making sure that working families are leading the charge.
That's right. We have to keep fighting.
Yep.
Fighting for working families.
Yeah. I want to thank you to all the IM members who worked worked hard during this election cycle, time they spent away from family, time that they spent just getting out to vote. So it mattered. It mattered. So.
And you feel good when you're part of the process. At least I do.
Yes. Yes. It's important. It's important. And we're setting you know, we're setting up everything to make sure that working families are put first.
Hoorah! USMC, Marine Corps.
Oh, yeah. So.
That's Kyle Winkle saying that. So thank you, Kyle. Did I say it right? Hoorah!
Yeah. Thank you. Did well. So. Yeah. So Tanya, have a great show. That's all I have, and
okay.
I'm excited to hear about Chula Vista and some of the work being done there by the Western Territory.
Okay, thanks so much.
All right, take care.
Well, the IAM continues its fight to keep 300 jobs at United Technology Corporation in Chula Vista, California. Now, we actually have a letter here that we'd like to show to you. And this letter is from two senators in California. And it actually says here, the two senators that wrote the letter, this was a letter to the CEO of UTC, United Technologies Corporation. Both senators from California asked for the company to weigh all possible avenues before laying off these employees, and that they strongly believe retaining these skilled workers would be beneficial for both UTC's manufacturing and UTC has built a lasting relationship with the Chula Vista community. So we are very thankful for these senators that are fighting for the working families that are in Chula Vista, California, and we will continue the fight as well. So we are being joined right now by J.P. Fletcher, who is IAM District 725 Area Director, and J.P., thank you so much for joining us. I cannot talk today. Thanks so much for being here. So JP, you have gotten a lot of support from the community. How does that make you all feel?
It was a tremendous feeling seeing the community come around us along with our other sisters and brothers. You know, we have four local lodges here in San Diego, and seeing everybody rally around the membership there at our local lodge 755, which are the members that work there at the Chula Vista facility. You know, it was just a great feeling seeing everybody, you know, gather around, kind of circle the wagons around the membership and help out in any way that they could.
Now, you had a visit from the International President and General Vice President Gary Allen, didn't you?
Yes, we did. The local lodge had requested that the GVP and the IP come down for a visit. There was a recent business acquisition of Rockwell Collins, and with that acquisition, the membership was really hoping to acquire more work down in Chula Vista, kind of staring down what they felt was kind of inevitable, was, you know, further work leaving to Mexicali along with Malaysia and some other locations within the United States. So prior to the plant closure, the IP and the GVP had agreed to come down to visit the plant, talk with the members and also talk with the company. Prior to their visit is when UTC made their announcement of the plant closure that's supposed to take effect by the end of 2020 on the production side of the house. So that visit was extremely important and really fired up the membership to get involved in order to be talking with, you know, our congressmen, local officials, media, making everybody aware of what was going on and what was happening to their jobs during school district.
And you have a very active lodge there and district. Didn't the local lodge originally write to the international president and the general vice president asking them to come, as you said, before the announcement was made?
Yeah, they did. The membership here is really active. They understand that it's just not the business rep, it's just not the district. They understand that they have a whole international union that they can rely on, you know, and so they wanted to utilize that, you know, and we were really grateful that the IT, the DVP, Chief of Staff, Western Territory, Bobby Martinez, Grand Lodge Representative Matt McKinnon, everybody came and everybody was on board, and it was an all-hands effort. Including strategic resources at the international, the legislative department, communications department. The help was just really, you know, phenomenal. I couldn't believe the support that we had. And it was just an extreme help as we had to prepare for effects bargaining with the company to negotiate kind of closing out packages and stuff for the membership.
JP, what do you want the workers who are affected to know moving forward?
That they have a whole union behind them. It's not just the local representatives. I mean, the international president, Robert Martinez, he is just phenomenal. He is hands-on. He gets down in the dirt with the members, along with the executive board, with the general vice president, Gary Allen, and the chief of staff. I mean, they were right there with us through the whole process. You know, so don't, the members should realize, you know, it's just not those that are local. You know, they have a whole community, a whole organization, a whole family that they can rely on to help them out through these hard times.
Now, JP, I know it's a little bit early to talk about this, but some people who are watching that don't really know about the situation may be thinking, you know, will they have a chance to get retraining or any type of training down the line?
So during our effects bargaining through the negotiation process, we did include language in there that would require the company to apply for trade adjustment assistance. So that TAA would allow the members to be able to go to school, get retrained. And then with the company, they also have an employee scholarship program. And so for those that are still enrolled or, you know, looking to enroll, they will still have an additional year after their layoff to be able to utilize that program, you know, to look at retraining in other areas. And then we're also working closely with Workshop for Warriors here in San Diego, which is a program dedicated to retraining veterans at free of cost. We do have Brother Mike Flynn coming in next week to do a tour and talk with the organization. We'll be talking with them and with our membership that are veterans that have that potential to go to that school, be retrained in either CNC machining, welding, and receive national certifications that they can take with them if, you know, they decide to move outside of California.
And JP, I know trade is a big issue out there throughout the country and even in throughout North America for our Canadian brothers and sisters as well. Talk a little bit about that recent USMCA. Not the U.S. Marine Corps, but the U.S.-Mexico-Canada deal, and how you all feel about that.
Well, the unfortunate part is aerospace was completely left out of the discussion. You know, the automotive industry, dairy industry was, you know, discussed heavily, but aerospace was completely left out. And, you know, we're still seeing jobs leave. You know, me personally, you know, our job here in San Diego with Pratt & Whitney, that was outsourced to Poland, Canada, and Florida. And then now here we are again facing this with the Chula Vista plant where they're losing majority of their jobs to Mexicali. So we definitely feel that we, you know, our administration left us behind as far as aerospace goes.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention before you go?
Once again, I would just like to thank, you know, the international, you know, everybody involved. I mean, there's so many names. Delane was involved. We've been in constant communication through this whole process, but from the international president, Robert Martinez, GVP Gary Allen, Chief of Staff Bobby Martinez, Grand Lodge Rep Matt McKinnon, we all from Local Lodge 755, from District 725, we cannot thank you enough for the support that you have showed us and continue to show us, you know, as we continue to fight to keep these jobs here in California.
Well, thank you so much for joining us in the middle of your day, J.P. Fletcher. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sister. I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Well, if you are just joining us, welcome. Saturday is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps. It was established on November 10th, 1775, as the Continental Marines. Now, that was 242 years ago. So here's an early happy birthday to the Marine Corps. Veterans Day is coming up the very next day, Sunday to be exact, and many workers will observe it on Monday. So we want to say happy Veterans Day early, honoring all of those who have served. Now, according to the U.S. Department of Labor, it says that 1 in 6 men is a veteran, if you look at the stats, and the stat is 1 in 63 for women. Union Veterans Council Executive Director Will Adick joins us now to give us a preview. Thank you so much for being here, Will.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, first off, we are the day after Election Day, so I wanted to just get your general reaction to veterans and the elections and just all of the activity that was out there in terms of labor-to-labor education.
Yeah, definitely. Well, first of all, we've had some amazing veteran candidates running that were union members across the country. I think we heard a stat earlier that almost 750 union members were elected, and many of them were veterans, and it kind of, that natural leadership that veterans bring back kind of have led a lot of veterans to saying that they want to be part of the solutions, not just part of the noise. And that led to a very large number of veterans running for Congress this year from both sides of the aisle, people saying that they're willing to put the country above party and come to D.C. to bridge the divide. Veterans, you know, when we're in combat, we don't really check party affiliation, but what we do is we get together and we solve problems. And I think yesterday, with the historic number of veterans being elected from a very diverse background, from just regular soldiers to officers to women, we have a lot of female pilots got elected. It was a kind of a trend yesterday. But I truly believe they're going to bring a very independent voice to Washington, D.C., something that's very needed right now.
Now, if we look back to that big fight that we had in Missouri with the right to work and just so much action out there, veterans were involved there as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of goes back to what the Union Veterans Council is trying to do right now. What we're doing is we're going out and we're engaging, educating, and mobilizing our veterans community. We have around 1.2 million active working veterans inside of labor, and we're working to be the unified voice, bring our veterans together that have like-minded, that believe that working class people deserve a fair shot. That's who we are. We come from blue-collar families, and when we get back out of the service, we go back to work usually, and I really think it's time for us to have a say in our own economic future.
You often talk about leadership potential, not just in each union, but in the community as well. Tell us a little bit about that and also the veterans chapters.
A great example is in for the right to work fight. One of the things we did was we knew how many veterans were going to be affected by right to work being passed in Missouri, and we started engaging our members there, and we found an actual IAM veteran out in Kansas City, Brian Simmons. And he helped lead the entire labor program out there trying to put an end to right to work in Missouri. And he took his leadership and just the knowledge and the skills that the military gave him to be able to run the entire election program for a section of that of Kansas City, Missouri for that fight.
And I think, I don't know, we might have already put it up, but I know we have a photo of some of the people that were out in Missouri. There they are, out there working hard. Long hours, long days, but it was worth it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we're finding as we go out and engage our members that are veterans. We really find some camaraderie. Veterans are used to working together in a team, and when you put veteran union members together, they've got two things in common, and we see a lot of energy in that ranks. And it's really refreshing. It gives them something to do together.
Now tell us a little bit about, if people want more information, I know we put your website up there, but let's say they are interested in starting a chapter, what should they do?
Well, right now we're starting chapters in many different areas, but we usually work through the Central Labor Council in your local area, your local AFL-CIO, state AFL-CIO, but reach out to us. I see our websites up there, unionveterans.org. You can sign up, you can email us, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You'll see a lot of good information we're putting out there with the hopes to bring in our veterans together, be our trusted messengers. We've seen our veteran chapters so far work on legislative fights in state houses, all the way up to the halls of Congress, and it's very effective.
And people can sign up to get involved as well.
Yeah, exactly. On our website, there's a good sign-up portal. It's free. We just really ask for your attention once in a while when we send the email out and we're asking for talking about an issue. But also there's opportunities. We've partnered with the Union Sportsman Alliance, where right now whenever Union Sportsman Alliance has a skeet shoot or a fishing event, our veterans get chances to have free trips there. So usually a free day of spending some time with other union members and veterans.
Now let's just take a look at your website one more time, okay, if we can. I know Joe's over there pushing all the buttons, but I want you to take us to, if we want to look for that sign-up portal, where do we have to go?
So if you look on that, it would be
is it up near
Get
the
Involved.
Top?
If you go right to the Get Involved, it's a quick sign-up. It's very easy to sign up. Doesn't take very long. There might be a survey to answer afterwards. But what we really want to know is what our union members want to see out of the union chapters. Like, what do we want to, if we're helping out in charities, what charities would you want to help out? What would you like on there? We're trying to build a resource portal so that our veteran members and fellow veterans across the board can go to this website and find resources about jobs and benefits.
Great. Okay, we actually have some comments coming in, so we wanted to just read a few of them. And here's one here, Semper Fi, happy Marine Corps birthday and happy Veterans Day. I'm like leaning in because I can hardly
see. Well, I'm an Army guy, but I've always appreciated the Marine Corps. Definitely, I think the best Marine Corps birthday I ever had was when I was in Ramadi, Iraq, and we were stationed with the Marines, and the Army didn't get to drink any beer the entire year, and we might have been able to, because it was a Marine Corps birthday, they brought in some ice-cold Bud Light when back from patrol. It was a good birthday.
Okay, Kyle Winkle here saying it's going to be a fun weekend. Do you have plans this weekend?
I'm going to take a little bit of a break. I've been in quite a few states supporting candidates all over the country and building chapters and building membership engagement. So I think I'm going to take a little bit of a relaxing
good
weekend.
Good for you. Good for you. Go Air Force. Ramon Garcia is saying there. I'm just waiting for somebody from the Navy to come in next. Oh, Joe Heckman said
yeah.
Go Navy.
And you know what? One of the things that I'm really looking forward to is working with individual unions and their veterans chapters and veterans committees. And you know, you've got a great a leader with Carlos San Miguel that's running the veterans chapter here. And I think we're going to be able to work together to help build that out and really give all union members an outlet in the veterans community.
Well, that is great. And anybody who wants more information, unionveterans.org.
That's it. And look us up on Facebook and Twitter. You know, we put a lot of information out on Facebook, so that's a really good outlet.
Excellent. So keep the comments coming. People are out there still making comments. We just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be here. Anything else you want to mention before you leave?
Sign up, get involved. Use your voice. If you're an IAM member, we've got some big legislative fights for federal workers coming up. And then also, we want to make sure that our defense equipment is being built by Americans. And I know that's really near and dear to your president and your union's heart. And it's very important for our military community, too. Those are jobs that our veterans should be filling and to make sure that our country stays safe. So.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by. You're welcome anytime.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. And we are going to actually post a video this weekend to our social media pages, but we wanted to give you a sneak peek. So please share it when it's posted on Sunday. Here it is.
Happy Veterans Day, everyone. My name is Christopher Willis. I've served between 1993 and 1998 Army, 52 Delta, and now I am safety chair for IAM Union, Fighting Machinists. and it's so great to be here.
Aloha, my name is Bronson Teixeira. I'm a U.S. Coast Guard veteran, served in Honolulu, Hawaii at Barbers Point. I was an avionics technician on the H-65s, and now I'm an aircraft mechanic with Hawaiian Airlines.
Hi, my name is Lori Christensen. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran, 81 to 85. I work at Vertex Aerospace at NAS Kingsville. I work on the T-45 aircraft. Have a happy Veterans Day.
Hello, my name is Kenneth Robinson. I'm a shop steward and communicator at Barksdale Air Force Base. Prior to Navy, I'm retired Petty Officer First Class. My job was, I was Navy Combat Camera Group, Pacific. Served in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other encounters. Was in from 1984 to actually 2017.
Hello, I'm John Ostrout from a local lodge, 1125 down in San Diego. I was in the United States Marine Corps for 5 years and 4 months. Served all over the world. I've been in the Air Force Reserves for 9 years. I was an aircraft mechanic on F-18s and F-16s. I currently work as a service contractor on F-18s in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Lene Kendrick, United States Air Force retired, 1991 to 2011, avionics technician. Now working at Nellis Air Force Base for N1 Support Services as Electronics Tech 2. Happy Veterans Day.
Hi, I'm Stephen Tripp. Was a photojournalist for an engineer command in the Army Reserve through the 90s into the early 2000s. Now I'm a proud member of the Machinists, Local 2210 in San Antonio and Austin, Texas, and I work for United Airlines. I would like to wish everyone Happy Veterans Day.
Well, that video will post to our social media pages Sunday, so please share it when you see it. And thanks to everyone who took part. And we hope more of our members identify as veterans. Just let our Veterans Services Department know here at headquarters. And once again, we'd like to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. Well, many machinists will be heading to Nevada for Guide Dogs of America's charity banquet on November 17th, and that's a little over a week from now. And part of the evening's highlights are the Gift of Sight Awards, and we are honored to have one of this year's recipients right here in the studio, IAM General Secretary Treasurer Dora Cervantes. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
She just found out that she was coming on today, so we're just so happy she ran up here. But how did you feel when you first found out that you were going to get a Gift of Sight Award?
I was honored and I was humbled. I think everybody deserves a Gift of Sight Award, everybody that contributes to such a great cause.
Now, your office is very active. We always see the GST's office doing fundraisers. It's really creative. How do you keep it going?
I did a lot of fundraising for Guide Dogs before I came up here, and in the last 6 years that I've been up here, I kind of moved it to headquarters. And it's a great cause. It's, you know, it does so much good for those that are visually impaired. So I do everything that I can to raise money and support that cause.
I can tell this is close to your heart. So how much does this mean to you to be getting this award?
Well, I am an animal lover and I love dogs. And I have my own comfort dog that keeps me company. And I can only imagine the help and the assistance that these dogs provide to the visually impaired. So it's close and dear to my heart.
You know, I could tell that's why you give, to like help others.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I encourage everybody to give. It is such a great opportunity. It costs a lot of money to raise these dogs, and we're fortunate that we can find people that that we can give them to at no cost to them.
I know, isn't it something like close to $40,000 to raise the dog and train the dog and...
To train, and we bring the recipients in so that they can train with the dog. So that's an added cost. And by raising money for such a great charity, it provides the dog to them at free of cost and less of a burden to them on the cost of flying out and having to house these people.
And I'm so proud that we helped a machinist member years ago who was told he was too old to get a dog.
And that's how we got started.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And I just want to add that everybody, whether you're receiving the award or not, everybody does their part in contributing. We've raised probably over $200,000 just out of headquarters alone in the events that we've hosted up here. And we're a very small group. We're not as big like the districts or the locals. But our members here at headquarters have deep pockets, and they always donate and give. And we're very fortunate out of the GST department to be able to raise those amounts of money for such a great cause.
That means so much.
It does.
One of the things they do that I absolutely love is Jeans Day, because I will use any excuse whatsoever to put on some jeans.
We do. We do. We nickel and dime everybody.
Right.
But it's for a good cause.
It is.
And I know that sometimes the departments cringe when they see us coming, but I want to thank everybody at headquarters and everybody in the surrounding areas for all the hard work and all the contributions they make for Guide Dogs of America.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I know we showed a picture of your award, so it's well deserved.
Thank you.
And we'll actually have some live video coming from Guide Dogs of America.
Excellent.
The charity banquet. So.
I'm honored and I'm thankful to work with such a great group of people that made it possible.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll give you some more notice next time.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so if you want more information, go to guidedogsofamerica.org. That's guidedogsofamerica.org. There's the website there. You can see how you can get involved. Maybe you're interested in raising a puppy. If you know someone that needs a guide dog, all the information is there. And if you click events, that's where they have the information about all the events, the clay, is it called Sporting Clay Shoot, the Hogs for Dog Motorcycle Ride, the golf tournament, and the charity banquet.
Yes.
So that will be the end of next week, and it's the biggest fundraiser of the year for Guide Dogs of America, which is our favorite charity, and we're so happy for all the people who are involved.
Yes.
Well, here is a look ahead at what's coming up for Machinist Union members. We're going to take a look at our calendars as we get to the end of the year. It gets a little scarce, but coming up December 2018, we have the Advanced Communicators class. Registrations are due now for classes in January 2019. Train the Trainer, News Writing for Communicators, that's run by the Communications Department. And you can look up information on all of these classes and courses at wimpasinger.imaw.org. That's wimpasinger.imaw.org. You can also get a link to that from our website, goiam.org. Machinist Union Council meetings coming up November 29th to December 1st. At the end of this month, the Washington State Council will have its fourth quarter meeting in Union, Washington. So we wish them luck. And as we just discussed on our special events calendar, the Guide Dogs of America events will take place in Vegas. And that includes the Hogs for Dogs Motorcycle Ride, the Sporting Clay Shoot, the Golf Tournament, which I think is on Friday, and the Charity Banquet that is Saturday night, and that is going to be casual this year again. And we have the IAM Women's Conference coming up in April 2019. It's April 2nd to the 6th, also in Nevada, or Nevada, as they say out there. And the theme of the conference is Women Rising, Unite the Fight. So we're hoping all of the locals and districts that have women's committees will send women to this conference. And I hear that men are welcome as well, because we have many men who are supporting our women union members, and we're all working together. So mark your calendar for that as well. And you too can join the conversation. You can like, comment, and share on Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube. We have Jamie Colburn saying thank you all for your service, all those veterans out there. J.P. Fletcher saying happy Veterans Day from the Western IAM and AW Western Territory Veterans Council. Go Navy! All right, J.P. Joseph saying great veterans program at Local Lodge 2135 GPO today, the General Printing Office, so he was down there too. IAM Local Lodge 774 is thanking everyone for their service, so thank you for your service. So we really appreciate everybody. Ramon Garcia is saying, thanks for all you do, Sister Dora. So Ramon, thank you for your comment as well. A lot of people commenting today, so we're really excited about that. That is pretty much going to do it for this episode of Activate Live. If you like what you've watched, please share this video. We are going to leave you now with the winners of the Media Awards from the International Labor Communications Association, which we affectionately call ILCA, I-L-C-A.